Case number 10,952, Thomas W. and Melinda L. Huff, south of Road 88, Cape Neck Road, approximately 400 feet west of Front Street. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Thomas W. Huff, 11 South Kilby Street, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01930.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Members of the board, I'm Bill Schaub, here representing Mr. Huff, and this one should never have happened. He tried to be the most careful homeowner, home buyer, home seller he could be, and instead he had to drive from Boston today to be here. As explained in the application, let's see, I just remember my dates. The Huffs bought this property in June of 2005, and being a careful person, Mr. and Mrs. Huff had a survey done, which in fact showed that this garage was a couple inches too close to the back property line. Unfortunately, no one ever pointed that out to him. So he and his wife have lived there since 2005. They both got new jobs in Boston, moved, had a contract to sell their home, and the buyer had a survey done, and not surprisingly, it showed one corner of this garage to be a couple inches too close, because under the contract he had 30 days to correct any title problems. Obviously, he could not get a variance in 30 days. He lost the sale of his house. He's filed a variance. Luckily, he has another contract that is contingent on this variance being granted. And so it's obviously important to him that it be granted. The sellers of the people from whom he bought the house in 2005 had the garage built, and somebody just measured wrong. It's, you know, it's a big lot, but the garage is close to the sidelines, and it's off by, I think, 0.4 of a foot in one corner. Now, and I confirm with planning and zoning before we filed this and since, that one of the issues here is how you measure the size of a building. And that's why, hopefully I didn't confuse you all too much if you read all the different correspondence, because three different surveys have been submitted. Because two recent surveys were done and they came up with different answers as to the size of the garage and its location. And the correct one, according to Mr. Lank at the Planning and Zoning Office, would be the one most recently submitted, because it was measured from the foundation. And measured from the foundation, the garage is 5 feet as it should be in the front. Well, front, that's wrong, it's back left, but 4.6 feet from the back sideline on the right. Measured from the foundation, the garage is in fact under 600 square feet, and I can only guess, but the Mr. Huff's sellers intentionally made it that size to be under 600 square feet so that when they put it too close to the line, they adhere to the 5 foot setbacks rather than the 20 foot setbacks. The Huffs have endured, even for what we see here, an incredible hardship as a result of this, and we're trying to get that corrected tonight. Mr. Huff, first of all, have I accurately depicted your tragedy?
Yes, you have.
Do you have any way of correcting this problem, the garage being too close to the back property line?
No, it would presumably have to be moved, or, you know, certain 2 feet of it cut off or whatever, which really isn't practical.
And I have some pictures. Could I say that depicts the front of the garage?
So this is the
side.
Yeah, that's the side.
And possibly you could show that picture showing the
section we would chop off, presumably.
Mr. Huff, who owns the property that is behind your property?
Dogfish Head Brewery.
And you are familiar with or know the owners of that property?
Yes, we do. We've had, we specifically asked Mariah Calgione if she had any objections to this variance as the property owner, and she said no. We have that in an email exchange. I didn't bring it with me, but.
Have any other neighbors expressed any concern to you about this variance?
Not at all.
Members of the board, I don't have any other questions of Mr. Huff.
Okay, are there any further questions then from members of the board? Mr. Rickard?
So what really happened here is the surveyors are the culprits here. We have one that would put you in a 20-foot setback, well over 600 square feet, and then when you had it corrected, another survey, it's only 0.4 feet because you're under the 600 square feet. Is that correct?
Well, the problem started because the survey done when they bought showed the corner being less than 5 feet, but that survey, the problem was that survey was not brought to planning and zoning for approval. Had it been brought to the office, the issue would have come up. This was before the Huffs owned the property, and then it could have been addressed whether it was 600 square feet, depending on where it's measured from. But it did show their survey that they paid for at their settlement. No one told them that it showed the property being, the garage being closer than 5 feet at one point.
That's all.
All right, thank you. Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
And I have no further questions. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it would be costly for the applicant to develop this within strict conformity, and it is a minimum variance request that they're asking for. Certainly necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and its sale wasn't created by the applicant. We've heard testimony they won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's fine with the neighbors, and the request is obviously a minimum to afford relief. Make a motion that we approve case number 10,952.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 10,952. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the same reasons.
I also vote for the same reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,952 is approved.
Thank you very much. And I just have one other request, and I don't know if we can be helped on this. There's a contract that's contingent on this variance being granted. Most people in the practical world consider this to be granted on your vote. But I guess it's not final till the findings are submitted. I'm not trying to play lawyer for the board here. So the Huffs just asked as soon as that could be done, because they're just hoping the buyer's lawyer doesn't say, well, it's not final yet, so we're also backing out of this. And I'm not asking you to change your practice or procedure. I just point out that. And then he would really hope that the sale doesn't fall through.
And then after the finding of facts, there's a 60-day period of possible appeal.
I understand that.
30.
Yeah.
30 days.
Oh, 30. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, I know. So anything the board could do, the Huffs would just appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time and trouble.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.